Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're going to talk about eating. How will climate change affect our food? Here to tell us more are Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hello.
Hi, Megan.
So, Isha, how do rising temperatures affect the plants we grow for food?
To find out more, we spoke with...
I'm David Lobel. I'm a professor at Stanford University.
David says rising temperatures can damage crops.
But in some cases, giving plants more water will prevent that damage. For instance, he's found that California almonds...
They don't seem to be that affected by heat as long as they have irrigation.
So a little extra water will solve the problem?
Not really, because this doesn't work for all types of plants. Also, rising temperatures affect water availability, either by changing the amount of rain we get or by contributing to more droughts.
And California already has a water shortage issue.
On top of that, the solution won't work for farmers who don't have irrigation systems and rely on rainfall for the success of their crops.
But Megan, there's actually another problem here.
What is it?
David says there's evidence that climate change also affects the quality of some of the foods we eat.
In what way?
Higher carbon dioxide concentrations in the air, which cause global warming, also change the chemistry of the crops we eat.
In most studies, what you see is as you increase the CO2 levels in the atmosphere, that the concentration of micronutrients like zinc and iron becomes a little more diluted in the crops.
Wait, so the foods are actually less nutritious?
Exactly. And as carbon dioxide levels increase, it only gets worse.
If our CO2 levels climb to where experts think they'll be in 2050, some studies predict that crops like wheat, corn, and rice will have around 10% less zinc, 5% less iron, and 8% less protein.
How worried should I be about this?
Megan, it really depends. If you're lucky enough to live in a place where you have lots of other food options and enough money to buy them, you'll get your nutrients in other ways.
But almost a fifth of people worldwide already have a zinc deficiency, and so decreasing these kinds of nutrients in crops can have serious consequences, especially for child development.
In wealthier countries like the US, there are lots of safety nets to protect the food system, like storage or access to irrigation. But that doesn't make the US entirely immune to this either.
Climate change will still affect how much food farmers can grow, which will impact our economy, food prices, and ultimately, nutrition.
Anytime food in general becomes more expensive, what you see is that people tend to shift towards less nutritious diets.
What can we do about this?
It all comes back to cutting our greenhouse gas emissions. David recommends advocating for policy changes and making better decisions about how we power our homes, what kinds of cars we drive, and the types of appliances we use.
But changing your diet also has a role to play in this, so you could try eating less meat and cutting down on food waste.
Got it. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.